This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, so excited to be with you today. I'm excited because you and I are going to get to spend some time together at a big financial conference this week, right?
That's right. We're going to the deep in the heart of Texas, going to Austin, going into, if you're a Georgia Bulldog fan as I am, going into the mouth of the lion.
We're going enemy territory.
Going to the Hook'em Longhorn. So no, we're gonna have some fun. But yeah, Austin's a great town. Love Texas. Love being able to go. So it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the top financial minds. Couple of hundred, probably 300 of the top financial advisors and financial gurus from across the country will be there, you, including yourself, and you help educate other advisors and glean from them what you can to help your clients. And I think it's great that you do this and stay up to date on everything. Some great speakers, and you and I are going to get to hang out with Football Hall of Famer Jerry Rice.
That's kind of it. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'll be honest with you. I've gotten, you know, over the years to meet like Dan Marino.
Yep.
and actually Sugar Ray Leonard was really fun.
What a great guy.
So yeah. Going to some of these gives us an opportunity to also have some fun.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that. I'm trying to figure out how I can smuggle a football into the meeting so I can get an autograph.
Yeah, he is. I've heard he's a great guy, and we get to hear him speak, get to hear him tell.
Oh, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think wide receivers, greatest of all time, no doubt.
Yep. Everybody knows that. And wow, I'm excited. I'm a big football fan, and I never thought I'd get to meet Jerry Rice. But, you know, that's the reward for sitting through hours and hours of financial speakers.
There you go. You have to listen to people like me for an hour or 2 hours at a time. You know, you're like, hey, for Jerry Rice, I think I can do it.
Exactly. There has to be some type of incentive to get people to sit through all the financial stuff. Actually, at this thing, people are rapt attention when some of these big financial speakers get up. And I know there's a lot of roundtables. And I know where you learn the most, not necessarily from the big name speakers, but from talking one-on-one with other financial advisors.
Yeah, just sharing ideas on how to better serve our clients.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, let's get into it for our listeners out there. You've got a great one. Now, you told me our show today is about the battle between legacy and income. So, Travis, what do you mean by that?
So, Tony, when I talk to clients, one of the main things that comes obviously to the it bubbles up to the forefront like oil in Texas, right? I mean, let's just use that that
sure.
as our example. It's like oil in Texas. It bubbles to the top, and usually the desire to leave legacy is sometimes so powerful that it causes people to spend less money in retirement or to spend less because they want to leave their kids a legacy. They want to leave their grandkids a legacy. They want to leave something behind. But the problem is there's a battle brewing right now between income and legacy with retirement planning. And it stems from the fact that, you know, inflation, while yes, we have seen, you know, obviously been a tale of two cities as far as the market's concerned. Bond market has been absolutely atrocious. Stock market's been great. So, you know, most retirees are more good than bad, but obviously, you know, a lot of fixed income in a lot of portfolios. So, you know, that's been a challenge. Love the stock returns, hate the bond returns. They say that being diversified always means you have something to feel bad about or something to apologize for if you're an advisor. So there's that. So, but the battle between legacy and income comes from, I think, the desire to leave our kids better off than we were whenever we were their age, right? If something happens to us as a parent, how can we move our legacy and our assets onto the next generation and let them have a little bit easier of a time than we have? And I think that stems from obviously going all the way back to the Great Depression, last great generation, baby boomers, et cetera. So right now, inflation is really causing some shockwaves in that mindset, because I think the legacy that most people have in their minds it could be a challenge because of how much additional funds it may take in retirement due to how much things cost. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I see this where, you know, I'll ask a client, you know, how much do you think it'll take for you guys to live comfortably? And their number may be, you know, it's kind of no really rhyme or reason, say $5,000, $6,000 a month. And then they get into retirement, and here we are 6 months, a year later, and they're like, you know, I really think their number is probably closer to seven, or it's closer to X, whatever that sure. is. Because let's face it, you know, yes, you may not be going out and buying a new wardrobe every week, but you're most likely going to the grocery store every week, you know, and I hear all the time, I mean, case in point, take it from somebody who has three young kids. I mean, I feel like we spend a mortgage payment at the grocery store, right? You can't go in Publix, Walmart, or anywhere without spending a couple hundred bucks because of food prices. You rewind back 5 years ago, that's probably half that. So as we see this transition, because the largest swath of baby boomers right now are aging into retirement, that started in 2022, and it's going to be until 2029 when the largest chunk's going to age in. And I think that's a conversation that really has to be had, is what is your goal? Is it to take care of mom and dad and leave the rest to the kids and grandkids as effectively as possible? Or is it, you know, let's spend a little less and we won't enjoy as much so that the kids can have a bigger legacy? And I'll be quite honest, when I talk to beneficiaries of our clients and we, you know, obviously engage them through the process and try to keep rapport and keep dialogue so they know what's going on. When I talk to them, they say, you know, we don't want mom and dad to worry about us. We want them to engage and to enjoy the retirement that they've worked for and that they've sacrificed for. So, but I think it's a psyche problem, Tony. I mean, think about it for your kids. I mean, whether you're in your working years or in your retirement years, your child may not be four anymore. They may be 40, but they're always your baby.
Right. It's true.
You know what I mean? And it's tough to break that psyche. It's tough to break that barrier, because that's just something that's been ingrained in most of us. And, you know, case in point for me, I mean, I look at my 10-year-old, I feel like she should be two, but, you know, she looks more like a teenager now than she does like a baby. It just is, right? Things happen, life changes, people grow up, but you're always going to have that thought in the back of your mind. So, you know, most people, if you think about it, the inflation problem is probably the most, the most impactful when it comes to this, because 3 to 4%, and this kind of goes to the first point I want to make, 3 to 4% or 3 to 4% income, you know, that's the rule of thumb for a lot of financial planners, a lot of financial advisors, is, you know, when they're sitting down for the first time and talking to how much income can we produce safely. Well, it's relative, but it's usually going to be some variation depending on age between 3 and 4% a year in income. And, you know, if you have $500,000, let's say, you know, 4%, that's 20 grand. Well, that could have been a number that would have worked in the past, but that might be last year's number. That might be yesterday's number. That might not be today's number. And that's where the challenge comes from, is most people, I think it's pretty evident that whenever they start to say, okay, is this really going to be able to sustain us? The answer most times is no. And we have to have that dichotomy of what side of my brain do I listen to, right? Do I protect myself for consumption, or do I want to forego some of that spending for legacy? And I think the issue for most people is psychological, but let's talk about some financial solutions. You know, I'm not telling anybody that this is what you should do, just something for your thoughts, something for you to kind of kick around. You know, one of the things that we recommend, Tony, a lot is, especially in retirement, if you have the capacity, you might want to think about maybe use that money instead of just gifting it to the grandkids at passing. Maybe you want to be more aggressive in funding their college, right? Maybe you want to contribute more to their 529s. Maybe you want to help them out with their school so that, you know, they don't graduate with these huge bills from these universities, which I don't know if you saw the other day, Biden actually approved another round that Supreme Court's probably going to shoot down again. So, yep. You know, there's that. So, I mean, that money is going to have to come from somewhere, right? And if that's something that maybe spending that money, putting that away, helping them now, that could take some pressure off them in the future. And, I mean, isn't that really what you're thinking about, right? If you're trying to leave them a legacy, it's when I'm gone, they're going to be able to take this money and be able to take some pressure off of themselves. Well, why not go ahead and do it and cash flow it ahead of time? Maybe get more aggressive gifting for their college, for their standard of living today.
Yeah.
Also, you have, you know, kids and, you know, their spouses. Let's say that you have an only child, son. He's married. He and his spouse. You want a gift? You can gift each of them $19,000 per year per spouse. So, I mean, you know, let's face it. Inflation is not just something that you have to deal with. It's something your children have to deal with as well. So maybe that's a way to say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and spend a little bit extra, but we're going to carve a piece off and help them now instead of leaving them this huge tax bill and this huge legacy later. Because let's face it, that's going to be an issue. And that's something else to think about, Tony, is maybe spending it down is the right thing to do. Because think about what is potentially coming in the decades and the years in the future. If Trump does another extension to the tax, or if he does an extension to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, what's probably going to be our tax liability 10 years from now? Is it going to be higher or lower? It's going to be higher, because while I certainly am going to enjoy it like everybody else while it's in place, eventually there will be a shift politically. We will not always have the shift we have now. It could go just as far left as it has right in this last election. And then all of a sudden we're talking about a much higher tax bracket later. So to be perfectly honest, maybe leaving your kids is this huge IRA or this huge 401k, maybe that's not the right thing to do, because maybe you're only going to leave them potentially in the future 50 cents on the dollar, 60 yeah. cents on the dollar. That's where I think we have to really think through these types of things. And that's where I think, unless a client actually sees the impact long term, it's very tough to visualize.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people don't think about the long-term tax implications like you just mentioned. And that's always a huge part of it. I mean, no matter what we're talking about on the show, whether it's legacy planning or retirement income planning, taxes in retirement and taxes on all that money you've saved your entire life and worked so hard for is something that you have to take into consideration. And that's one big reason to work with somebody like yourself, right, Travis?
Well, modeling out the taxes, that is something I think, if you if you really drill down, and you know, we keep coming up with these Texas sayings. We kind of drill down, right? You know, so we're going through the shale and we're fracking. So let's frack some ideas and pump it out of the ground. So you just mentioned taxes.
Yep.
And that's one of the things, let's face it, that should keep some people up at night, because you know, we have millionaires for 401ks by the day, right? Market's going crazy. You know, people are you know, most people out there have as much or more than they've ever had in their life inside of their retirement plans, let's be honest. So you wonder, okay, I keep accruing all this money. Well, that also means when you take income out, if you wait and you take RMDs, you could create a problem later, because let's face it, RMDs, you have to take more money. That could put you in a higher tax bracket, means you're not getting to keep as much. And if you want to spend a little bit more, you could worry about, when you talk about legacy, maybe it's not even the next generation or the kids or the grandkids. Maybe it's something just as simple as, is my wife going to be okay? Is my husband going to be okay? And a lot of people use life insurance, since we're talking about taxes, a lot of people use life insurance to fill that void. And I think that's certainly an option that a lot of people probably need to consider, maybe not execute, but you need to at least consider how it could have a positive impact on your retirement, because life insurance guarantees your legacy. You know, if legacy is something that, you know, we were talking about gifting income, right? Maybe you say, you know what, I don't want to gift $38,000 to my son and his spouse. I want to take $38,000 instead of giving it to my children. I want to buy life insurance with that. And then whenever they receive the funds, that's going to be a tax-free event, because we're going to use their irrevocable life trust. We're going to use some strategy and strategic planning to get that across the finish line. So yeah, taxes, you know, if you are thinking about leaving a legacy and you want to spend and have your cake and eat it too, well, that may be a way to do that. Right. And, you know, you set it up so that, let's say your spouse is taken care of first. And then if, God forbid, you both pass at the same time, goes to the trust, benefits the kids and grandkids. But it's guaranteeing your legacy without sacrificing your income in a lot of cases. And then certainly the last thing, if you don't choose the life insurance route and you do want to have an impact and you do want to up your income, but ensure you're going to leave the most effective assets, that's where if we do get the Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act extension, I really think if you haven't been listening to us for the last seven, almost 8 years, please pay attention right now. If we get a 4 or 8 year reprieve and we do pass the TCJA for another, you know, 4 to 8 year period, you need to seriously think about, does Roth conversion add value to your portfolio? I see it all the time, Tony, where, you know, you have these large estates and just the simple act of tax planning and becoming tax efficient can add millions of dollars in money that would have not been on the table, because it's lost to taxes. It's no longer compounding. It's no longer earning money. It's no longer there for legacy. And most people don't know what they don't know. And unfortunately, they say, well, yeah, but my accountant's supposed to tell me that. Why is he supposed to tell you that? Tell me what conversation you've had with he or she that leads them down that road. Tell me in tax season how they're going to spend hours creating that plan whenever they have hundreds, if not maybe thousands, of tax returns to do. That just typically doesn't happen, folks. That's why you actually need to have some type of idea and a financial planner that actually can help put this together for you, not just from an investment plan, but also from a tax perspective. Make sure healthcare does not jeopardize the investments or the tax planning, and also an estate plan that rolls everything together and says, you know what, if I do pass away, I know that my assets are going to go to my kids and grandkids as effectively as possible with their legacy. So, folks, these types of things don't just happen, right? A lot of times work it wears a pair of overalls and it's not fun to look at, but it's something you got to do, because if you don't do it, you will get the same thing over and over. And that's what Albert Einstein said the definition of insanity was: doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. If you're one of our clients, you know that we serve our clients to the absolute max. But you need to press forward and send this to three of your friends that you know may be sitting out there right now with no plan, and this might be the day that actually puts them on the right path. So 877-269-0839. Give us a call. Let us help you put you and your retirement and your legacy on the path that you want for your retirement.
Right. And great topic today. It's so important to make sure you have a legacy planned out. And I know that you encourage your clients to do that, but you need the overall picture. So, Travis, again, how can our listeners get a hold of you? Give that number and information one more time.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call here at the office, 877-269-0839. They can visit our website and actually sign up for an appointment there. And they can also visit with us at one of our upcoming client events. We're actually having our classes start in February. February 11th is going to be the first class. That's going to be in our Savannah location. So by all means, we've got our new fresh schedule on our website. Go on, check it out and see if there's something that's convenient for you to help get some education that could lead you to a better result in retirement.
There you go. Thank you, Travis. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.